First of all, I want to congratulate FAO for this initiative. As Mr. General Director mentioned, we are in a situation of more calm markets, and this is a good opportunity to have more deep political discussion and more pragmatic discussion about the steps to follow in the next years. I think it's important to maintain the political commitment on all this issue, the fight against volatility, and in this direction, I'm very happy with this initiative of FAO. I think we can say now that AMIS system was a success, and it's a very useful instrument who have to be improved, mainly the collecting of data and the diffusion of information from AMIS in a more larger number of countries. It's important, and here I have a total commitment from European Union, from European Commission, not only to improve the quality of data, but also to work together with FAO, with G20, in a more larger diffusion of this data. We also think that we have to work on some ideas coming mainly from Africa, but not only regarding the stocks, emergency stocks in a situation of crisis, food crisis. And I also can conclude that more and more governments in Africa want also to combine these emergency stocks, food stocks, with more deep market management instruments in order to ensure a certain stability of prices and of incomes also on the market, and then to stimulate the investment in agriculture. Because together with this data information, investment is also a key element in order to fight against volatility and to ensure the necessary quantity on the market. And here also, based on the work already done, coordinated by FAO on the guidelines regarding the land grabbing, I think we have to work together to support the government who want to transpose, to implement these guidelines in a legislative framework at national level, and to develop around this some agricultural policy in order to ensure a complementarity between the development of small farming and the orientation of the small farming through the market, but also the complementarity with big investment who come more and more mainly in Africa, who became an attractive area for this kind of investment. These investments are necessary, but we have to ensure this good coordination and to obtain the objective that we want, not only in terms of economic development, but also social stability and development, and in terms of good management of natural resources. I am also here in order to ensure the total commitment of European Union to support all these initiatives. For the next European budgetary period, 2014-2020, the agriculture and food security is one of the two main priorities in our programming, mainly with Africa, but not only, but we will concentrate our action in Africa. And of course, we will be glad to work together with FAO in this concrete action and to ensure a coordination of our actions.